This morning on WCHL, a local church says its religious liberties have been stripped.
We did the analysis, and it became very clear that this is a violation not only of the Equal Protection Clause and Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but also the First Amendment.
The rabies number in Orange County continues to climb higher and higher, and the former professor says he's seen firsthand teachers and grades being steered by athletics.
Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0.
Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill joins us in a minute. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina baseball team returns to the diamond tonight with the hopes that somebody will also knock off Florida State. The Tar Heels are trying to get past Virginia this evening. Plus, a pair of Tar Heel tennis stars are making their way through the singles competition. And
you can call it the American League Least.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of a really nice day. Lots of sunshine, only a slight chance of showers later on in the day, also this evening. And the rest of the weekend, no mention of any rain at all. Lots of sunshine for your long Memorial Day weekend. Well, Congressman David Price joins us now. We enjoy speaking with Congressman Price every now and then on the WCHL Morning News. And Congressman Price, of course, the beginning of a great weekend. And here in North Carolina, a lot of unrest. The short session of the General Assembly taking place. Not a lot of people in North Carolina happy right now, one way or the other. What is your take on all of this unrest in your home state?
Well, I've never seen it quite like this. Issues in Raleigh just keep coming, and while we've seen differences and of course switches in political control before, we've never seen it quite like this. So when the issues are as basic as they are now, public education, the way we treat our teachers and make sure they're on the job, the questions about voter suppression, the denial of Medicaid, I mean, those are just such basic issues that it's not easy to paper over these differences, and I think many people are concluding they shouldn't be papered over. They're going to have to fight. So we're so used to gridlock in Washington now, and to have one party totally in charge in Raleigh, and to see what that has meant for the state is really an interesting contrast. I never thought I'd say gridlock looks good, but by comparison, maybe it does.
Well, Congressman Price, I know that a lot of the issues here in North Carolina reflect issues that are being discussed and debated all over the country. What's at the top of your list when you think about the gridlock? Of course, gridlock is not a good thing, but compared to what we were just talking about, perhaps it is. What's on the top of your list right now, the things that you would like to get done?
Well, I I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and I've valued that position because it really does let me work day to day on the real business of government. So I guess what I'd have to answer is that the way that process has been tied in knots is probably the biggest reality I'm dealing with right now. We need in this country a overall budget agreement, and by that I mean something like what we had on two occasions in the 90s. Actually, it balanced the budget. It set the framework for a very, very healthy economy. And yet, that sort of thing is eluding us now. This new model republicanism, which is the only way I can explain it, because it's what you see in Raleigh and it's what you see in Washington, and that is what is different now. We simply cannot get a budget deal. They will not touch taxes. We barely touch entitlement spending, and those are the main drivers of the deficit, so we just keep coming back again and again and again to these investments, these domestic investments that really here in North Carolina we've come to think are the underpinnings of a lot of our success. And by that I mean public education, community colleges, roads, bridges, transit, research. These things, I guess I never thought there would be the kind of questioning there is right now on the Republican side of these basic investments. But anyway, that's my answer. We need a an overall budget deal that addresses the real drivers of the deficit and also makes room for these investments that grow the economy.
A lot of frustration going on right now here in North Carolina and all over the country. I know you are frustrated yourself. And when you first got into politics, when you first decided to become a representative and serve the people, you know, you probably had no idea it was going to end up being like this at this stage.
Well, it's not exactly, you're right, it's not exactly a steady upward trek here. But, you know, you deal with whatever the political realities are at the moment, and it's a rough patch now, but there are still some things. I don't want to be totally glum about it. We, on our Homeland Security Subcommittee, which is the one where I'm the top Democratic member, we met yesterday. We have been able to cooperate on I think, a good bill for the country. Now, it may yet get blown up by somebody's crazy immigration amendment, but it's still possible to find ways to work together on a number of issues. So you make those decisions. You say, well, I'll cooperate where I can, and then where I have to differ and I have to fight, then we'll just have to have it out and take the take it to the House floor or take it to the people in an election. So I think you do have to roll with the punches in this business. I just hadn't quite counted on this many punches.
A long Memorial Day weekend coming up, and a lot of people, unfortunately, just consider it a little time off, and people, you know, plan trips and vacations and everything else around Memorial Day. But I know that paying tribute to those who have given their lives to service in this country is very important to you. And do you have a special Memorial Day message for our listeners?
Well, it is a unifying moment, and of course, the challenges we're having right now with very specific challenges with the Veterans Administration are having to be addressed. So there's inevitably thought of that in the midst of this, you know, the need to make sure that we're doing right by the people who've served our country. And I think we will do that. We're going to pursue that to wherever it leads to make sure that the problems that we've seen in Arizona and other places are addressed. But the underlying message of Memorial Day is to understand that over all the centuries of this country's history, we have counted on the sacrifices of brave men and women to underwrite, undergird our freedoms and to make sure that our country's secure. And that has never been free. It's never been easy. And we've been able to count on that sort of service of country and that sense of sacrifice for all these years. And so it's important, I think, to pause and acknowledge that. And that's what Memorial Day is about. It is remembering those who gave the supreme sacrifice, but it's also remembering that the goal is to have a country where we really do realize liberty and justice for all, and that each of us, wherever we are called to support that and make sacrifices for it. And of course, nobody more so than our military men and women.
Congressman Price, thanks for being where you are, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
It is 8:13. That is Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill, and we always speak with him on a regular basis. Memorial Day will postpone Moral Monday, the well-known demonstrations against the North Carolina General Assembly's legislative session, which kicked off last week. However, NAACP President Reverend William Barber announced the protest will resume with a little different twist on Tuesday. Demonstrators are planning to meet at the Capitol Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock for a question-and-answer session with members of the legislature about the issues at the forefront of the movement. Protests are scheduled to return to the regular Monday evening schedule the next week. Sandra Stein, president of Durham Democratic Women, says she plans on questioning the legislature's laws toward issues she believes are most pertinent to North Carolina residents, voting ID laws, denying health care, and cuts to our public education.
This legislature keeps on cutting resources and taking away from this fundamental source of enabling people to accomplish their dreams and their goals and, you know, get someplace.
Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade was president of the first protest of the first full week of the legislative short session and says he believes in the importance of continuous demonstrations against the North Carolina legislature.
As money is influencing politics in extreme ways now that the Supreme Court has opened the floodgates for money, it's even more imperative for communities to organize to counter what big money represents and speak for people, the people's values.
Sandra Stein also attended last week's event, says she looks forward to the coming weeks, which she hopes will bring change when elections come in November.
I hope they're listening and watching because there were thousands of us who were out there once again on Monday night, and we'll keep coming back until we have some sign that they do care of what we're saying.
Chapel Hill resident and former University of Texas professor Wilford Barber says he can't remain quiet any longer with evidence that athletics are steering academic choices at universities around the country.
The conversations went something like this. Coach, three of my players were in your class this semester and really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they did not pass your course. Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0. Me. Sorry, I cannot discuss the grades of my students either on the phone or privately.
That's just a segment of an article he wrote titled Favoring the Jocks. In his recollection, he writes about situations at Texas and at a North Carolina university in which student-athletes either didn't pass and a coach called him, pleading for a better grade or bribing him for it. In another instance, he saw students show up on his grade sheet that never took his class.
Oh, don't worry about that, Dr. Barber. That happens sometimes when people can't attend a class regularly. They just take it as an independent study course. We do this a lot for our athletes who have to stay eligible.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News. Coming up at 8:30, you're going to have an opportunity to hear it again, Dr. Barber's complete story, as told by Dr. Barber himself. Coming up next, attorney Mark Kleinsmith. In addition to being the mayor, he is an attorney. We'll tell you what he's up to coming up on WCHL right after this. Traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Traffic moving along fairly smoothly this morning. It's a little lighter on Friday morning than it is any other day of the week for some reason. We never have quite been able to figure that out. This, of course, the beginning of a long Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps a lot of people slipping in today. Maybe some folks are getting ready to head out of town for a long weekend. Whatever you do this weekend, wherever you're going, if you're staying home, if you're out on I-40, please drive with a little extra caution because a lot of motorists out there trying to get from one place to another, perhaps in a hurry, perhaps fatigued. You never know what the situation is, so drive with extra caution. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. It with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. And that great chewy ice will keep you going if you're on a long car trip as well. But on UCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It is 66 degrees right now, warming up quickly. High today, about 85. Tonight, clear with a slight chance of showers and the low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunny skies with a high around 80. Tomorrow night, clear, low 55. Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. And on Monday, Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL News Time is 8:18. I'm Ron Stutz. Attorney Mark Kleinsmith, who also happens to be the mayor of Chapel Hill, as you know, is representing a local church in a lawsuit against Amendment 1. The amendment bans gay marriage in North Carolina, and the United Church of Christ calls that a violation of religious liberty. Kleinsmith discussed the lawsuit with WCHL's Danny Hooley.
We did the analysis, and it became very clear that this is a violation not only of the Equal Protection Clause and Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but also the First Amendment.
Mark Kleinsmith says that he and his law partners at Tin Fulton, Walker & Owen had been talking for a long time about challenging Amendment 1 and were encouraged by the success of similar challenges across the country. Along the way, he and his partners became interested in helping churches that wanted to support their LGBT congregants. As reported recently in Chapel Hill News, Kleinschmidt is representing the United Church of Christ, as well as many individuals and pastors that are going to court to challenge Amendment 1. They say it violates the religious liberty of faith communities that wish to celebrate same-sex unions. There are two other challenges to the gay marriage ban in North Carolina. But the one Kleinschmidt is working on, which was filed April 28th in Charlotte, is the only one that mentions religious freedom. The ACLU has filed two federal lawsuits in Greensboro. The first one started as a challenge to adoption policies and then expanded to an Amendment 1 challenge after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. The second ACLU lawsuit is on behalf of families with pressing medical needs who are denied medical-related privileges that married people receive.
I think that it's important for the community and for the people of North Carolina to understand just how broad an impact this is having, not only on LGBT people, but also faith communities and the ability of couples to be able to access benefits and also the children who are part of same-sex families.
Like many opponents of Amendment 1, Kleinschmidt sees a domino effect happening in federal courts, and it makes him feel hopeful for North Carolina.
If you read some of these decisions that have come down even just this week in Pennsylvania and Oregon, you have strong language that describes what the promise of our Constitution is to the people of this country and what damage follows when a state tries to limit access to the rights of the Constitution.
He says that seeing such arguments articulated by judges in Idaho, Utah, and Oklahoma, in places he would not have expected, could cause many people to stop and reflect on their own attitudes. He says he can't imagine Amendment 1 passing with as much ease if it were on the ballot today. In a way, he says, that's already a victory.
As an attorney, you want to be able to secure the rights for your client that they are due under the Constitution, but you also want them to be able to move on when the litigation's over and live in a community that respects their pursuit of their rights and respects their exercise of their rights.
That's a slower and more difficult process than the law, says Kleinschmidt, because it means appealing to hearts as well as minds. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:21. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And we're going to start with Carolina baseball. Tar Heels in action tonight. Seventh-seeded North Carolina baseball team is in the ACC tournament. They're 33-24 on the season. They're 0-1 in the ACC tournament so far. They're aiming to rebound from an ACC tournament pool play loss to second-seed Florida State. Tar Heels are facing the third-seed Virginia Cavaliers tonight. Virginia comes in with a 43-11 record. Quite a successful season for them. It's Friday night under the lights at New Bridge Bank Park in Greensboro. WCHL's Matt Oakes previews tonight's game.
The Tar Heels will need some help to make it to Sunday this year at the ACC tournament. The defending champions will have to hope the Seminoles drop both of the remaining games. But Carolina is firmly focused on taking care of what is in their own control, which is defeating the final two teams left to play in their pool. First up for head coach Mike Fox's squad will be the Cavaliers at 7 p.m. tonight. The Wahoos are also coming off a loss, a surprising 7-6 defeat at the hands of the Maryland Terrapins, hoping for one last hurrah in their ACC swan song. Coach Fox says he's been pleased with some of the relief work, especially in the NC State elimination game. He says he hopes his bullpen will build confidence moving forward.
There's some young guys, and that's what the regular season does. It gives those guys experience, and I'm proud of them coming in and pounding the strike zone and getting a couple of big strikeouts. Played such a big part in this. It was huge for our relievers to be able to come in and do that.
The Cavaliers are in the hunt for a top national seeding in the upcoming NCAA tournament. But the last time these two teams played, it was Carolina who emerged victorious on a Sunday up in Charlottesville. Tar Heel ace Trent Thornton says playing against ACC rivals always gets his team fired up.
I mean, it's always a very intense game, and that's what you want against your rivals.
Coach Fox says he'll be starting junior slinger Benton Moss on the mound Friday night. Moss has delivered streaky performances up to this point with solid outings scattered in with rocky ones. Carolina will also be hoping reliable slugger Michael Russell recovers. His thigh injury removed him from Wednesday night's contest. The Tar Heels will likely need an impressive offensive showing to fight past the high-powered Cavaliers. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And a reminder, you can hear that game tonight on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and also AM 1360 WCHL, and streaming live on our website at chapelbro.com. UNC women's tennis stars Jamie Loeb and Haley Carter are still making national noise on the courts in Athens, Georgia. Fresh off a national runner-up finish in the team competition, two of the top singles competitors in the NCAA are progressing along nicely in the singles championship. Top-seeded Loeb improved to 52-3 on the year with a 6-3, 6-2 win over Zoe Scandalis of Southern California on Thursday in second-round action. Loeb will next take on Brianna Addison of Texas today with a spot in the quarterfinals on the line. Addison will be a formidable challenger. She's one of only three players to beat Loeb this season. As for number seven, Carter, she also won in straight set 6-2, 6-2 over Arizona State's Desiree Krawczyk. Jenny Julian of St. Mary's will be her challenger today. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You can call it the American League Least. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The American League East Division doesn't always have the best overall record in the major leagues because the teams generally beat up on each other too much. But they are never the worst division in the bigs, like this year. The AL East is a cumulative 113 and 120, which constitutes the fewest wins and most losses of any division in both leagues. And it has nothing to do with the relative power of the once powerful teams. For example, the two ball clubs picked to battle it out for the division title, Tampa Bay and Boston, are dead last, opening a weekend series in St. Pete to try and stay out of the division cellar. The Rays have been decimated by pitching injuries, with one starter out for the season and another lost 4 to 6 weeks. The Red Sox rotation is intact, but that's the problem. They have given up 207 runs in 46 games, 22 more than the usually bombs-away offense has scored. Boston has lost 7 straight and just went on 0-6 on a homestand for the first time in 20 years. The top of the division is hardly great. Toronto is there now, but only by going 8-2 in its last 10 games to eke over the 500 mark. The homer-happy Blue Jays are second in the American League in runs scored, but the only team in the AL East that has scored more runs than it has given up. The Yankees also have 2 starting pitchers gone and are juggling injuries throughout the lineup. And Baltimore has lost slugger Chris Davis and is playing like a 23-22 club. This is bad baseball. And that's the irony of the division. Any team that can put a long winning streak together, like Toronto was trying to do, might run away with a playoff spot. But while everyone is struggling, no team has been left out of it. So that has to provide a weird sort of confidence among all 5 ball clubs. Don't be surprised if the Rays or Red Sox, still encouraged by not being so far behind for how badly they are playing, suddenly turns it on and leapfrogs to the top of the division. For now, that's still not a very long leap in the newly renamed American League Least. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dating dancing under the stars at the Officers Club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. 66 degrees, partly sunny today, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 80. Tonight clear with a 20% chance for showers and the low in the middle 50s. No mention of any rain at all the way through the weekend starting tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 80. Tomorrow night clear with a low 55. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Monday, Memorial Day, another beautiful day on the way. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a talented culinary team. It's a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett. 11.5 square miles have gone up in smoke in Arizona. Homes are threatened by this wildfire, which is only about 5% contained.
There's 3,000 homes that are in the potential path of the slide fire.
Bill Moore is the fire captain in Flagstaff.
This slide fire is really the number one concern for fire control within the whole country.
Fire official Danny Montoya says there's a Flagstaff evacuation window that lasts several hours.
Should the fire push on the east side of Highway 89A, we're predicting about 4.5 hours from the time it crosses till the time it would hit Cochina Village.
Helicopters are making water drops on the fire. More than 800 firefighters are working it on the ground. And as for the weather today, correspondent Carter Evans.
There is the potential for rain and possibly even thunderstorms to occur later today. If that happens, it'll give firefighters the help they need to finally contain this fire.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees in Chapel Hill, really warming up quickly now. Slight chance of rain today, but otherwise a sunny day. 8:32 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill resident and former University of Texas professor Wilfred Barber says he can't remain quiet any longer with evidence that athletics are steering academic choices at universities nationwide. Dr. Barber wrote his recollections in an article titled Favoring the Jocks. And now here is Dr. Barber telling his story.
Those of us who have been in academia for a while are quite familiar with the favoritism afforded university athletes, especially football players. Early in my teaching career at a major Texas university, I began receiving telephone calls at the end of the semester from coaches. The conversations went something like this. Coach, three of my players were in your class this semester and really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they did not pass your course. Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0. Me. Sorry, I cannot discuss the grades of my students either on the phone or privately. Now, I knew who he was talking about, or at least I had a pretty good idea. In the back row of my class sat three students who literally had to duck to get in the classroom door. They each weighed probably 300 pounds. They never participated in class discussions, and in fact, I rarely saw them. Here's the coach talking again. Now, of course, I'm not asking you to change their grade, Dr. Barber, but I was just wondering if they could write a paper for you to make up the difference for their poor performance. I couldn't believe this conversation. Here were three students who probably attended class six or seven times the whole semester, and the coach was wanting some sort of favoritism from me. The three students didn't even show up for the final exam. Me talking again. No, that is not possible, and I think we need to end this conversation. Coach, one more thing. Do you have tickets for our home games? I have a few that I'm giving away and just wondered if you and your family might like to attend some of the games. Me speaking, no thanks, and I hung up. Later, I relayed this conversation on to my department head. I told him I was troubled over the athletic department calling me and asking me for favors. He said, don't worry about it. You'll probably be receiving more phone calls. He went on to say the athletic department is known to target new faculty members in hoping of finding professors who will cooperate. At the end of my second semester teaching, I never heard from the athletic department again, but I learned later that other faculty members who were cooperating with the university athletic department received free tickets for their family to home football and basketball games. Now, 25 years later, after retiring from university teaching, it happened again. This time, the athletic department and faculty members had become a little more sophisticated, and in one particular case, had help from the registrar. I had received a phone call from a large state university in North Carolina asking me to teach part-time. I accepted the position as an adjunct professor, teaching three popular courses to mostly juniors and seniors. Since they were upper division courses, my classes were small, usually around 25 students. With fewer students, you get to know them better. Most of them were the same age as my own children. They told me interesting stories about themselves. Most of the students were working while at the same time carrying a full load of courses. They were struggling to balance grades and pay for school. Some were working two and three jobs. A few were single and supporting a young child at home. I kept asking, how do you do it? They would say, well, mom takes care of my baby when I am in class. I live at home. I waitress on the weekend. Mom and dad never finished college, and they want me to be the first in the family to graduate. It is really tough when your family can't help much with tuition and expenses, but I know I can do it with my Pell Grants, and I work 30 hours a week as a bartender. That helps me get by. I thought a lot about the students in my courses. They were hardworking students, never missed class, always on time, always prepared for our seminar discussions. They received no special treatment from me or anyone else at the university. At the end of the semester, I received the usual grade sheets from the registrar's office. As I entered the final grades, I noticed there were two students on one course sheet whose names were not familiar. I looked at my roll book and their names did not appear. They had never attended class. I went to my department head asking for an explanation. Department head, oh, that's okay, Dr. Barber. These are students who are taking your course as an independent study. Me, wait a minute. They never attended the class. How can they receive credit for a class they never attended? Department head again. Oh, they were assigned a paper for their independent study. You can read it if you like. Me again. I can't enter a grade for these students because they have not attended class. Besides, a final paper does not equate to a student receiving credit for a course they've never attended. There was no instruction at all. Only a flimsy paper. That's not quite ethical, in my opinion. Department head. Oh, don't worry. We can take care of that. I will assign a final grade. I left his office steaming mad. How did they get away with this? It seemed after talking to the head, it was standard practice. The cavalier response to me was, oh, don't worry, Dr. Barber. As if he was saying, chill out. Don't take this personally. No big deal. I wondered, who were these students? The names were familiar, but I couldn't place them. I was about to find out. Later in the day, a couple of students dropped by my office to wish me a relaxing and fun vacation. We talked about what they were going to do over the break. A copy of my roll sheet was on my desk, and I decided to ask them if they had ever heard of these students. You don't recognize those names, Dr. Barber? They are both football players. That's funny. We never saw them in class. Ooh, wish we had. When I delivered my grade sheets to the registrar's office the next day, I asked about the two mystery entries on my class roll. How did they get there? I told the registrar they had never attended class. They hadn't dropped the course. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on my final grade sheet. I asked what was going on. Registrar. Oh, don't worry about that, Dr. Barber. That happens sometimes when people can't attend a class regularly. They just take it as an independent study course. We do this a lot for our athletes who have to stay eligible. Me, raising my voice a couple of octaves, this is making no sense. Registrar again. You must be a new faculty member, Dr. Barber. I left the registrar's office wondering how many no-show courses were being offered by faculty members at this university. Courses where no instruction was offered and the only requirement was to submit a paper at the end of class. Courses probably designed mostly for athletes. What a sham. And so many people were involved, faculty, department heads, athletic departments, and in my case, the registrar's office. The same thing happened spring semester. I learned from other faculty members to keep your mouth shut if you even want to think about getting tenure, or in your case, Dr. Barber, continue teaching as an adjunct professor. I was not asked to return that next year, and I never found out what grades were entered for my mystery athletes who appeared on my roll sheets, but I can guess. I still think about the hundreds of students who have been enrolled in my courses over the past 25 years. They graduated without any special favors. Nobody was writing their papers for them, and none bolted from school to receive million-dollar salaries. They worked very hard to get an education. The blame in all this, including the recent scandal in the athletic department at UNC, lies not with athletes, but with faculty members, department heads, and athletic departments, willing to cheat the system in order to keep athletes academic eligible to play. As one coach told me recently, athletic departments, and that includes even high schools too, will do anything to keep their players eligible. Nothing will change. The cheating will continue. Just don't get caught.
Once again, that is Dr. Wilfred Barber, a former University of Texas professor, now a resident of Chapel Hill. He's telling a story titled Favoring the Jocks. If you missed it, you can read it and hear it again on our website, chapelbro.com. It is 840 at WCHL. Well, Zach Godwin is here from chapelbro.com, and he's sitting at the Twitter desk right now. I love it when you come in and sit at the Twitter desk. And what's trending today? What are folks tweeting about? What are my tweeps saying out there?
Well, have you ever heard of Nakion Technologies?
Nikeon?
Nakion.
Nakion.
I hope I'm saying it right.
Is that like a... Well, I was going to say, it's not Nikon, it's Nakion. I don't know. I don't know if I have or not.
Well, this comes from our old friend Barry Loeffler.
Oh, okay.
His son Josh, who's a very smart kid, a great kid, just from the couple times I got to meet him, and he's into app development, and he has a company called Nakion Technologies.
Well, you know, Barry Loeffler is a pretty smart guy. I think Josh is actually smarter than Barry.
I think Josh is smarter than me.
Child genius.
He's a brilliant kid, and I remember talking with Barry about how he was into app development and PHP much more than I am.
Yeah.
He's created an app that you can get on your iPhone called OK Mommy.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's an app. It's on the App Store.
It's an app for kids?
I've downloaded it. It is for parents whose kids have iPhones. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's probably just an iPhone. It might be on Android as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the parents can put in reminders and things like that into the app for their kids, so that they're able to remind the kids to take out the trash. You know, it's time to do your homework. And it'll send them a notification on their phone.
Really?
I've downloaded the app. I've played with it. And I set up a timer just to see how it works. And I actually forgot about it. And last night at, I think, 7 o'clock, it reminded me to do my chores.
Really? Okay.
And there's also a feature called Ask the Phone, where it says, what should I do? There's a big yellow button, and you push it. And it says, whatever your mom says. So it's just to remind the kids, what should I do? Whatever mom says. Or you can have it say whatever dad says, or whatever your parents say.
So, or whatever my wife says.
So, maybe they'll make a spouse version.
So Josh Loeffler designed this.
Josh Loeffler did this.
He's got it patented and all that kind of stuff, copyrighted, whatever you have to do. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got, and to get something on the iPhone App Store is... You know, it has to get approved. You can't just,
sure.
Any joker can't just throw something up there.
Wow.
So it's...
Well, he really is a smart kid. There's
yeah,
no question about that.
Pretty impressive. It's certainly more than I could do.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's cool. That's cool. I wonder if he's got one on there that says, whatever Barry tells me, you know, or whatever.
I don't know if he has a customized version.
He could have done that for WCHL employees while Barry was here, you know.
Oh, that's true.
That would work.
We'll put in a request.
Maybe in his current job he could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Thank you. I can't say that's one that I'm going to download, but, you know.
Well, your kids are old enough where they don't have to be reminded.
Well, Well, I don't know about that, but at any rate, I need to come up with one to remind myself of certain things every day. Hey, listen, if folks want to get in touch with us, how do they do that?
Just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.
It is 844. This is Josh Leffler. This is Ron Stutz on WCHL. And Fred Black is all upset. He says the city school system ought to be ashamed. That's today's commentary right after this.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994. Visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurance, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combine for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at kennedydentalgroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Good morning. It is 8:46 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. Federal law establishes Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, and it is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of our country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. Many communities have activities and programs to honor those who made this ultimate sacrifice, and ours is no different. Sadly, the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will not observe Memorial Day 2014. To say that bad weather this winter is the cause is disingenuous. The cause is that the school board put Memorial Day on their list of makeup days in the first place. The staff that recommended this and the board members who accepted it without comment should be ashamed. All around us, other districts found a way to preserve Memorial Day, and they had the same bad weather and are governed by the same North Carolina laws. To say that teachers will talk to students about Memorial Day ignores the fact that it's not just students impacted. It's everyone else who will work that day because of this decision, and many families and programs are affected. And for what it's worth, I hope if some instruction is provided, students will be educated on the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I know there are those who might say school on Memorial Day is no big deal. Well, giving your life for your country is a big deal, and our day of honoring those who did it should never, ever be on a list of makeup days again. This is disrespectful. This is embarrassing. This is a total fail. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Amanda Nash. Orange County says it won't raise taxes next year, but both of the county's school systems are asking for more financial support. We hit the streets to ask if you'd be in favor of a tax hike that would go towards the schools.
Barbara Caton, Hillsborough. Yes. My whole family, almost, and my husband's family were teachers, and so I'm very sympathetic to their problems and salaries.
James E. Hayes. Yes, I would. Well, I'm an educator. I have a degree in biology and chemistry, and my kids are educated.
Lou Graham. I live in Chapel Hill. Yeah, I definitely would. I think that schools are important for a lot of reasons, and first of all, because, you know, they're forming our future citizens, but also, pragmatically, it's good schools that support our property values.
Would you support a tax raise to go towards schools?
Kevin Castleberry, and I'm from Garner. Yes, because I think it's real important to have good teachers, and they deserve to get paid more.
Kevin, I'm from Chapel Hill. Yes, I would, because I think education is very important. I have a lot of teacher friends, and they often talk about how they don't feel that they're getting enough they need to get by. I think it's a very important thing, our youth being educated, so I'd be willing to pay more.
Tim Haystead, Chapel Hill. Sure. Oh, because education is really important.
Karen Parsons from Burlington, North Carolina. Our son is here for some medical work. Absolutely, because I teach fifth grade. So definitely I want a raise, but we really do need to do it anyhow so we can have more teachers in the school system, because there's too many children in each classroom.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Good morning. It is 8:51 at WCHL, and time to check in with D.G. Martin. I'm Ron Sutton.
On WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, I got a confession to make to you. I can't pass by an Army surplus store without walking in and taking a look about what is there and what's for sale. So it was good news for me the other day when Barry Keith, who opened Surplus Sids in Carborough back in 1988, told me, "I plan to be here for a long time. Honestly, they'll have to carry me out." Well, the other day, Keith was out in front of his store working on a pole decorated with a dragon, one that could break apart in two swords just because one of his customers wanted him to. "We developed a reputation," he said, "as sort of a go-to place. If you need it, we can find it, or we'll make it." He kept on talking. "I keep a lot of spare parts around here. Like when a high school drama group needed a microphone from the 1930s, we didn't have it, so we made it from those spare parts." Well, a military surplus is still Surplus Sid's core business. And Keith got his start while he was a student back in the 70s at Carolina. And he went to work with the legendary Richard Levine, who had his surplus store called Poor Richard's. Keith said he probably hired and fired me three or four times. But Levine took Keith to surplus trade shows in Las Vegas. And Keith said, "He showed me around, taught me what to buy and how you buy. I made a lot of notes about things, what all to do. And I filed those notes away," Keith told me. So after a few years away from Chapel Hill, including some time owning restaurants in South Carolina, Keith came back with a stash of money and a commitment not ever to work so hard again. He said, "I made plenty of money, but I didn't have any time to spend it." Well, back in Chapel Hill, Levine was in declining health. He'd closed Poor Richard's and put all the remaining stock in a warehouse. Keith went to see him and he said, "Richard, I love you to death. I would never come in here and compete with you, but if you're going to retire and hang it up, I'm going to pick up where you left off." Levine would be proud and maybe a little jealous if he could see surplus Sid's today, full of military clothing and equipment and lots of costumes for sale or rental to college students on Halloween. Not just college students, Keith corrected me. It's younger kids and everybody else, and not just Halloween. People come in for costumes almost every day of the year. Well, across the street in Carborough from Surplus Sid's is a new hotel, and Keith Sitt told me there were 4 wedding parties over there last weekend, and we had groups of them coming over here to check us out. Well, if this Carborough renewal means existing businesses like Surplus Sid's are going to be stronger, well, that means Barry Keith can keep on doing what he loves, and I can keep on visiting his store for a long time to come. This is D.G. Martin.
Well, thank you, D.G. 854 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. It's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and it's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Once again, that phone number, 919-929-WCHL.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what John had to say about his performance experience.
I was very impressed with the professionalism of Tracy and his team. The work was completed within the estimated time and everything was satisfactory. I recommend Tracy and Performance Subaru without hesitation.
Now that's a wow. During our Memorial Day all month long event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for $194 per month. That's another wow. Outstanding value throughout your Performance Subaru experience.
Stock number D4536ELB. 42 month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $31.99 due at signing and zero security deposit. Includes acceptable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $26.99 and sale price of $19,100. With approved credit. Take delivery before May 31st, 2014.
Don't miss the Memorial Day road trip special found exclusively at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carborough since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the 3 most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Congratulations to Carla Schuford of Chapel Hill called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is klezmer, K-L-E-Z-M-E-R, K-L-E-Z-M-E-R. It is a type of music, traditional Jewish music, etc. There are some excellent klezmer bands around here that you may have heard. And Carla Schuffer gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special
special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You've got yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is the Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And it's going to be really nice, not only today, but all weekend long. Partly sunny today. We'll just go ahead and say mostly sunny. 20% chance of showers later on in the day. High today about 85. Tonight, clear skies for the most part with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of about 80. Tomorrow night, clear, low 55. Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Sunday night, clear, low in the upper 50s. And then Memorial Day, sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Love it. 76 degrees right now at WCHL. And Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settipani. Breaking news from Moscow. Vladimir Putin has a lot to say about Ukraine. And he seems to be saying all the right things. CBS's Larry Miller has the latest from the foreign desk in London.
Putin says the Kremlin will recognize Ukraine's upcoming